Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. For the next, 16, 17 weeks, I bring out my Blazing Five, which I make on Friday, and then RJ Bell, pregame.com, comes out, and he tells us what his wise guys think of my picks. So here we go. First of all, my Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Rams and Panthers.
Okay, I'm going to take the Rams -1.5 here. First of all, they were a very good road team last year. They were 6-2 on the road. That's not an issue with them. They travel well. The second thing is they had the third best point differential in the league. They didn't just win last year. They beat people up. They've got great personnel. We paid a lot of attention to Todd Gurley. It was the Cooper Kupp injury that slowed the offense. Without Cooper Kupp, Jared Goff was not the same quarterback. He returns. Gurley now is back. I think this Rams team is better personnel. I don't think Carolina's necessarily always a great home favorite here. I'm going to take the Rams to win. Again, Goff didn't play in the preseason. I crossed my fingers on this. I'm going to take Rams 28-24.
Falcons at Vikings.
I'm taking Atlanta +4 points. I'm betting the number here. I get Matt Ryan and over a field goal. I'm betting the number more than I'm betting the team. Listen, Atlanta played very well last year at the end of the year when they finally got healthy. They fell apart in September. They had cluster injuries in the secondary. They were a mess. They have addressed their offensive line in the draft. Matt Ryan is still a top 10 quarterback. I think they have upgraded an offensive coordinator, and I get over a field goal. Other thing is, Kirk Cousins has not shown to me in these big must-win games that I can trust him. The Falcons had the NFL's fourth-ranked third-down offense last year. What does that mean? Keep the ball away from the Vikings playmakers. I'm going to take Atlanta and the points to win 27-26.
Colts at Chargers.
I'm going an upset here. I'm going to take the Colts +6.5. Now, I know what you're saying. Colin, no Andrew Luck. Okay, but I love the offensive line. It's ranked fourth best in the NFL. I like the infrastructure. I like the coach. I like the GM. I like their corner upgrades. The Chargers don't have their best athlete on defense, Derwin James. Their offensive line's fourth worst in the league, according to Pro Football Focus, and Russell Okung won't play. They don't have Melvin Gordon. They've had a noisy offseason. And frankly, I don't know what I get with the Chargers right now. Listen, the Colts allowed the fewest sacks in the NFL last year. Jacoby Brissett's going to have time. They've added a wide receiver. Their young players are getting better. I'm going to take the Colts here. This is a lot of points. I think they have a roster that's not quite as good as the Chargers. The Chargers arguably don't have two of their four best players. Okay, I'm going to take the Chargers to lose at home. Upset. Colts win 28-27.
Steelers at Patriots.
New England has dominated this series, but the number is ridiculous. I get Pittsburgh in 6 points. First of all, New England's not been a good September team. They had a weird camp. Demaryius Thomas hurt. N'Keal Harry hurt. Edelman hurt. Josh Gordon late. Gronk out. No Chris Hogan. I think they're going to be disjointed offensively. I don't know who's playing tight end. They've got a lot of disparate parts at wide receiver. I know they'll be good late. But in New England, I'm getting 6 points. I think it's a very low-scoring game. I think New England's defense was good. It'll be better. I think Pittsburgh led the NFL in sacks. They've gotten better. Last year, Pittsburgh led the NFL, and I think they've upgraded their pass rush. Steelers had the NFL's number one ranked red zone scoring offense last year. And that was without Le'Veon Bell. This is an elite offensive line. The Patriots offensive line lost their center. The number here is with Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with an upset. Now, they may not win. I just like the number. Let's have some fun. I'll go Pittsburgh upset 27-23.
Texans at Saints.
Like it? I love it. I think Houston's got better players. I think Houston was good on the road last year. I think Houston has a dynamic playmaker at quarterback who now has an elite left tackle. Listen, the Saints have come off back-to-back emotional ends of their season. At the end of the year, Drew Brees looked tired. I think there's going to be my feeling with Houston this year. They wrap it up along with New England sooner than any team in the league. They were 5-1 last year. Texans were. in six road games. Laremy Tunsil added left tackle. They won 11 of their final 13 games to close out the season. Remember, they started slowly, but by the end of the year, they were on a roll. And I'm telling you right now, I think Houston's got more good players. I think Houston's a better football team. I am going to take the Texans to win outright. Remember last year with the Saints? Remember last year? They started slowly. Like New England, well, the Hall of Fame quarterback, the Hall of Fame coach in September, it's an extension of the preseason. New Orleans, New England, not great September last year. Texans win it outright, 24-20. Let's bring in RJ Bell at pregame.com. By the way, Fox Sports Radio every weekday, 1 hour, 6 to 7 Eastern. All right, so I want to start with what I consider one of my upset picks of the week. I'll take the Colts plus 6.5 at the LA Chargers. I actually think they win here. And my theory is we're paying attention to the Andrew Luck retirement. But there is a capable backup and an excellent infrastructure in Indy. RJ, what I'm concerned about is no Derwin James, no Melvin Gordon, a significantly weaker offensive line with the Chargers, now Russell Okung issues. I think the Chargers are out of sorts, and I think 6.5 is a huge number here. It's one of my strongest plays of the week. What do the wise guys think?
I'm going to give you agreement on this one, and it's a tight one, but here's why I agree with you. One, I think Brissett, one of the better backups in the league, and now as a starter, not one of the better ones, but not so bad. Here's what threw me about Brissett. I don't know. It kind of slipped through the cracks. Did you call and see the new contract he signed?
Yes.
Because he had 1 year left for like $3 million, and they signed 2 years for $30 million. And I'm thinking, okay, $15 a year. But no, the contract trumped the original one, so they effectively, for year two, signed Brissett for like $27 million. On one hand, you could say that's horrible cap management, but boy, if I'm Brissett, I'm ecstatic. So I think the team is making a commitment, maybe overpaying in a way.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. I mean, if it's not your money, right, it's a good thing if you're a Colts fan, you would think, unless they could have spent that money somewhere else. So one concern about Brissett, he didn't play that much in the preseason because when Andrew Luck was out, they had him, you know, before the retirement, they had Brissett. You would think he would have got more snaps because, hey, here's a guy that's not going to be starting. Let's get him some snaps. He really didn't, which tells me they were, and as we know, they were uncertain about the injury situation with Luck. Forget the retirement. So now you've got this weird combination where he hasn't been your starter, Brissett. He didn't get a lot of snaps, so it's the worst of both where he's not the starter last year, but he's rusty. So I would say this. I am more optimistic about the Colts for the season than I am for this week because I do think Brissett gets better. All that said, I don't like this Chargers team at all. I mean, for 5 years, they've been the team. Every wise guy says, oh, they're better than they seem. Well, okay, it's 5 years later. They're still not winning many games. I agree with you with the Colts.
Okay, one of my stronger plays of the week. The Rams last year, when Cooper Kupp was healthy, Jared Goff was an elite Pro Bowl-level quarterback. We looked at the Gurley injury, but the offense was really unsettled and never the same when Cooper Kupp got hurt. He's back. Gurley's back. Ndamukong Suh, which I thought was a negative locker room presence, is gone. And I don't know what I get with Carolina Cam Newton's health. I'm going to take the Rams. The number's now -1.5. What say you?
Disagreement here. Let me ask you this. You said Gurley back. Really? Do you think the Rams would even consider for a moment if they had a chance to exit the contract as is, pro rata, you got your money? It's over from here. You think they keep going with Gurley at this point?
I don't, because they paid him a fortune.
And unless he's injured, why would they reevaluate that? Right? I think it was real uncertainty with Gurley. And, you know, in a way, it kind of makes the case when Gurley got signed 2 years before, it was really analogous to where Zeke was, though Gurley didn't hold out. With 2 years left in the contract, 4 and 5 were left. Gurley would still have another year left. you know, where it would be the team option this year if they didn't sign that contract. How much better would that be for the Rams? So it seems like this all this talk about running backs, how valuable they are. Well, one thing we know for sure is they're not necessarily durable, and these longer-term deals early don't seem like a good thing. So I look at Gurley as a big question mark. To me, here's why I don't like this pick. It's one reason, and it's probably that simple. Goff had zero passes in the preseason. Last season, zero passes in the preseason. How did they do, the Rams, in game one? You might recall Monday night, game one last year, after Goff had zero passes, they were trailing the Raiders 13-10 at half. They had only had nine passes in the first half. So I get the calculation. They're saying, yeah, maybe we'll be a little rusty for a half of a game, but we know Goff is going to be healthy, right? McVay, I'm not saying that's a bad calculation, but let's take advantage of the fact he's probably going to be rusty early in this game. By the way, Thursday Night Football, two quarterbacks, neither had a pass in the preseason. How'd the first quarter, how'd the first half look? In fact, how'd the whole game look on offense?
Ugly.
Now, I know Cam, I get it. There is question marks. The sense is there wasn't even any real question if he was going to play or not. So if he's healthy enough to certainly play, he could be banged up a little bit. But when you're a favorite on the road, you've got to be clearly better. I think Carolina, you know, I think they're not as good as the Rams. I don't think it's that far off. So disagreement on your Rams. I like Carolina.
Atlanta plus four at Minnesota. Last year, the Falcons were a Super Bowl pick for me and had massive cluster injuries. They are healthy. They have addressed their offensive line issues in the preseason. I think they believe they've upgraded offensive coordinator. This comes down to me is when you can give me a Pro Bowl-level quarterback, a coach I like, and over a field goal, it's very hard for me against the Minnesota team, which has not been step up with Kirk Cousins. These have not been great moments for Minnesota. So I'm going to take, you know, I don't like Minnesota at home can be tough, but I'm going to take the Falcons. The number here is what I'm betting, plus four. What do the wise guys think?
Yeah, we'll say this about once a month because it's so important. First of all, agreement
okay.
Is wise guys bet numbers. They don't bet teams.
Yes.
So, you know, that's you
the,
being
the
sharp
here. The number here to me, if it's three, I pass. At four, yeah. I take it.
And that's the way, listen, very rarely if you're getting a four, would you take it at three? If so, probably a sign of a game of the year level stuff or a sign the person doesn't know. Again, you've been doing this long enough. You know the edges are small. I'm going to give you an agreement here. This is a tight one. Here's my thinking. Zimmer, best coach during his time as a head coach against the spread. In fact, it's pretty shocking. Zimmer, about 67%. Literally, just playing blind since he was a head coach, 67. Number two was 60%, and it's Bill Belichick. The distance between break even, so 53 is break even or so, 52.38. But all right, let's say 53. 53 to 60 is plus 7, right? 60 to 67 is plus 7. So the distance from the number two best against the spread coach, Belichick to Zimmer, is the same as Belichick to average. It shows you Zimmer's played or coached really well. Why like Atlanta? I do think it's an upgrade at OC. I think Cutter, he was just a head coach, right? Yeah. This guy's, and he became a head coach because of his offense. And I think guys that stepped up from college, you know, not naming any names, sometimes they struggle at OC or head coach. I mean, we'll look at Arizona. I agree with you that there's a step up there for Arizona. Here's what I like the best. Matt Ryan, we talked about zero passes, Goff, et cetera. Matt Ryan had a ton of passes in the preseason. He was the highest passed preseason quarterback, meaning attempts, of any of the veterans. So he made a choice. The coach made a choice. We got a new OC. Yep. Let's not start slow. Let's get crisp. Not a lot of people are talking about this. Advantage, Atlanta. Agreement, Atlanta.
All right, I'm going to take Texans plus 6.5 at the Saints. I thought the Texans played very well down the stretch last year. And again, they're a team that's not been step up in the playoffs. But I think Laremy Tunsil is an upgrade. I don't think Clowney leaving is a huge hit to the defense. I believe the Saints, Drew Brees, at the end of last year, the Saints staff was telling you that Drew is aging. They had fewer attempts. The offense struggled. This is, again, a number, depending on if you get plus 7 or plus 6.5. I like the Texans. They were a very good road team last year. I think there are certain things Deshaun Watson does you can't coach against. I think they win straight out potentially here. And I also wonder about the Saints' emotional state after that loss last year. They were still squawking about this a month ago. I'm going to take the Texans in the points. What do the wise guys say?
Biggest agreement of the week. Love this play. Love it. And it's one of those things, it's in plain sight. You didn't mention it, but everyone's kind of ignoring it. The Saints early in seasons. Now you have Sean Payton. Some people believe the second best coach in the league. I think it's fair. Top five for sure. And they start slow. Last 10 games that were played in the first 2 weeks of the year. So five seasons, two games each, going back 10 games. 1-9 straight up the Saints, 1-9 against the spread. So when you're a team that during these years won what, like over 60% of their games, obviously the last 5 years, the Saints, but they're somehow 10% in the first 2 weeks, that could be a fluke. Doesn't feel like a fluke. Drew Brees, hardly, I think he had less than 10 passes in the preseason, might be a little rusty. You talked about it. Ended last year. Now, there's the analytics guys differ on this. Some say Brees dropped off. Others say he really didn't. I don't know who to believe there. I just know the offense late in the year wasn't scoring near as much as you would think they should or where they were early in the year. Also, I don't know if that loss two in a row now, right? Because they had the miracle in Minnesota. They lost. Now they lost through the Rams. Pass interference. It didn't happen. Is this something where they feel beat up and they're like, we're done? Or is this like, hey, here comes our last chance? I don't know about that. I know they're weak early in the year. I disagreed with you, I would say drastically, Colin, about the Houston trades. I thought that for any kind of time period other than this year, it was bad trades, net for Houston. But for this year, they improved. They gave up a lot in the future. So I agree with you. The Houston Texans are better off for 2019 because of those trades than they would have been otherwise. We take advantage of it here. Agreement, Houston, +6.5, and there are sevens out there.
Finally, I'm going to take, before we get to our bonus, I'm going to take, as a fifth pick, the Steelers plus the points at the Patriots. I think it's low scoring. I like both defenses here. I think the Steelers really upgraded defensively in the offseason. Devin Bush could be Rookie of the Year defensively. He looks that good. Here's the other thing. New England, N'Keal Harry's not playing. Edelman missed camp. Demaryius Thomas missed camp. Josh Gordon got in late. They've got a rookie wide receiver. No Chris Hogan and Gronk. I think New England will be fine. But I think offensively, they'll be choppy early and more run dominant. I don't think this will be an explosive offense. And I think Pittsburgh's defense is good. I don't know if the Steelers win. But I know this. These are really athletic defenses that I think got better through free agency in the draft. And I'm betting a number. I'll take Pittsburgh in the points.
Agreement, and I hate betting against Belichick. I mean, year after year, there's one coach, and we talked about Zimmer has done so well in general, but this is a different question, which is which teams overperformed their statistics? Because the math guys believe that the numbers, the yardage, and all the different analytics will tell you the score. Maybe not in a given game, but over the course of a season, multiple seasons. Thus, you got to focus, if you're the team, on those stats, which will result in points and then wins. Belichick and the Pats are the only team that befuddle those statistics, that they overperform their stats every year. And no one really understands why, because if we did, we would incorporate those numbers into the stats. Belichick understands things we don't. I think most smart people realize that, right? This is a true genius of football. It feels like he's exploited Tomlin maybe the most over the years. I got to tell you, though, Colin, I was with you with the anti. I'm a Steelers fan, so, you know, it kind of makes sense. Oh, you don't like the coach as much as you should because you're a fan. Boy, this Antonio Brown stuff, Tomlin's looking better and better, it seems like, right?
How did he keep it under wraps
exactly.
for 7 years?
So, in a weird way, it makes me like Pittsburgh a little bit more. You talked about their defense. Yeah, Bush, great addition. I think there's a lot of young talent that's just getting a year better. They got Hayden signed, which, again, how many years did he get? I don't know, but this year he's still a mighty good corner. So I'm feeling good about all that. I think the thing you said the most that I agree with is the old September is an extended preseason for the Patriots. And if you look at their September record versus their December record, and you would think, I should be about the same. September by far is down. It's all relative, right? You know, Pats win mostly. But in December and January, even better. If you're going to bet against the Patriots, do it in September.
And finally, a bonus pick for people who listen on Saturday. You know, I love Sam Darnold. I think Adam Gase, Le'Veon Bell, Jamison Crowder, and offensive line upgrades. The Jets are a little bit of a fireworks show this year. I think they have major issues at corner, but I don't think Buffalo would be able to take advantage of that. I think the Bills' defense is excellent and probably underrated on a national scale. I would take the Jets -3, but I do think Buffalo is one of those rare teams with a losing team, but a very good coaching staff. So I'd go Jets -3 against Buffalo. What would the wise guys say?
Disagreement there. Let me ask you a question, because on our Fox show, Straight Out of Vegas, you mentioned it's 6 Eastern, 5 days a week, 200 stations. I often quote you on Sam Darnold, but I don't quite know the quote. It's kind of a paraphrase, which is there was some time late in the year that in the third quarter, there was a couple third down throws you saw from Darnold that made you optimistic.
Yeah.
I kind of say it that way with a smile. Can you explain to me what makes you optimistic other than your, let's say, personal like? And I'm not, you know, we all got guys, you know, even if you meet a guy, if you don't meet a guy, you look at him, you like the cut of his jib. I get all that. What is it about Darnold that makes you optimistic based upon last year?
The last 4 weeks of the year, I think he had the NFL's highest passer rating with a with a bad O-line, no backs, a defensive head coach, and really no number one receiver. I think they've added the second best slot receiver. Le'Veon Bell and Ty Montgomery are both pass catchers. I think Adam Gase had a winning record in Miami when Ryan Tannehill was healthy, beat Belichick twice. I think Gase is one of those guys. Belichick and Pete Carroll got fired. Gase is a good coach who just could not overcome quarterback injuries. I think they're going to end up being a very exciting team. I just don't think the special teams, downgrade, corners, awful. So they won't be a playoff team, but I think they'll score points.
Yeah, so the only thing I would say is, one, when Belichick got fired by the Browns, it was like, what, 5 years of going back and rethinking what he did under Parcells again in this case. To me, it's rare to see a guy fired for cause, you know, for underperformance, and then hired the same year. And then when I think of passer rating, I never hear anyone use passer rating as a sign of how good a quarterback is, and except with this Darnold talk. So I agree with you. Very talented guy. I got to see it first, and I guess we're going to. I agree with you here, last point. I think the Jets maybe overpaid for a few guys, but since they had so much cap space anyway, doesn't matter as much.
Right.
They are a better team. Jets are better. I do think a running quarterback that Allen is with the Bills is better early in the year because they're not hurt right now, right? They're going to run. So I'd say disagreement, but I'm anxious to watch the Jets.
Yeah, and by the way, I'll say this again. The Bills may have the best safety combo in the league. Buffalo defensively is very, very well coached. Last year, they had an egregiously bad O-line and no receivers. They have addressed the receivers. Cole Beasley's their slot guy they got. So I think Buffalo's going to be – I think Buffalo and the Jets are very similar teams. I think Adam Gase can be the difference at home. Okay, RJ Bell, pregame.com. We gave you our blazing five in the bonus pick. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.